faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, if Superman is seeking definite proof of fraud, the brutal racketeers swiftly proceed to remove all incriminating evidence in possession of their innocent victim.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, you know what I heard the other day? Well, I heard that one of the kids in our block always makes it a point to hang around when his mother is making out her grocery list to remind her to get some Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, that young fellow likes to eat lots of this sunny, golden toasted cereal. And he's mighty eager to collect more of those comic buttons in that new series Pep is putting out. Boy, they're honeys, aren't they? Look mighty smart pinned on your jacket or your dresser cap. And the pictures of your funny paper favorites are so true to life. Why, Spud and Cindy and the Little Moose and Superman look so real they could talk. And don't forget how easy it is to collect these new comic buttons. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. But every time Mom opens a new package of Kellogg's Pep, there's your comic button inside. And Mom's always tickled to see you eat lots of Pep, too, because it gives you extra amounts of an energy vitamin, B1, plus the sunshine vitamin, vitamin D, that helps build strong bones and teeth. Not to mention the fact that you like Pep for its catchy sunshine flavor. Yes, sir, Pep's the prize when it comes to crisp, fresh, flavory eating at breakfast. So ask Mom to get you some P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
Suspecting that a fortune teller and a lawyer were conspiring to fleece a poor spinster named Louisa Lane out of her small savings by making her believe she had inherited a fortune, Lois Lane, reporter for the Daily Planet, took Clark Kent into her confidence. Secretly resuming his true identity of Superman, Kent streaked to South Africa to investigate Miss Louisa's supposed inheritance. But meanwhile, having become suspicious of Lois, Sarah, the fortune teller, had her trail. Alarmed when he learned she was a reporter, Sarah instructed a henchman called Pinky to stay on her trail while he hurried to Miss Louise's tiny apartment. As our story continues, we join him there as he talks with the little white-haired spinster. Listen.
Where is it?
What letter, Zara?
The one from Mr. Harris, the lawyer, informing you of your inheritance.
Oh, that letter.
You have it, haven't you?
Well, let me see. What did I do with it?
You must find it, Miss Louisa. It's very important that I see it.
There isn't anything wrong, is there?
No, no, of course not.
I'm really going to get all the money Uncle John left me, aren't I?
Yes, yes, of course you are, but we must have that letter. Hurry and find it.
Oh, all right. But where... Oh, I think it's here in my sewing bag.
That's fine.
Oh, I'm so glad you say everything's all right, Zara. I've been so happy, you know, about not having to worry about my old age anymore.
Yes, of course.
And now I can help my two nephews instead of being a burden on them when I become too old to work.
Yes, that's very nice.
They're lovely boys. They're both in the army of occupation.
I know all about them. Can't you find the letter?
It doesn't seem to be in my sewing bag. Now, let me see.
What, for heaven's sake, find it. I must have that letter, I tell you.
Oh, dear. Now I know there's something wrong, Zara. You never talked to me that way before.
Listen, my dear lady, nothing is wrong yet. But something may be wrong if I don't get that letter.
You mean, is something may go wrong with my inheritance?
Yes, that and everything else. Now, please, think hard. Where would you likely put a letter of such importance?
Why, oh, dear, let me see. I might have put it in this bowl on the mantel.
Is it there?
No, I guess I didn't put it there. Now, where could I put it?
Are you sure that...
Oh, of course. Now I remember.
Good, get it.
That dear, sweet girl has it.
What dear sweet girl?
Why, the one who...
Wait a minute. You don't mean Lois Lane?
Yes, I do. How did you...
I was afraid of that.
Oh, Zara, you do know everything. You knew I was going to inherit all that money, and now...
Quiet,
you knew...
please. I've got to think. You could go to her and say... No, no, she wouldn't give it to you. She's on to me.
What do you mean, she's on to you?
What? Oh, nothing, nothing. I merely meant...
Now, you look here, Zara. There's something wrong. I just know there is. Now, if it's just the letter that's upsetting you, stop worrying, because I know Miss Lois will return it to me.
That's what you think.
Oh, no, Zara. She's really a dear girl, and she wants so much to help me.
Don't you believe it, Miss Louisa. I tell you, she means you great harm.
Oh, no. That's impossible.
Miss Louisa, listen to me. You know I've never been wrong before. And I warn you that you're getting your inheritance. Everything depends on your doing exactly as I say.
Oh.
Now, first, you must promise not to speak to anyone about this. Not anyone, do you understand?
Why, yes, but why?
Never mind why. You trust me, don't you?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. You know I do.
Good. Then you must do exactly as I say. Don't speak to anyone about your inheritance or the letter. Not even to the police. Do you understand?
The police?
Yes. There's no telling to what lengths this Lois Lane person may go to. Because, you see, Miss Louisa, she wants to cheat you out of your money.
I can't believe that. She's such a sweet girl.
Miss Louisa, do you doubt my powers to foresee your future?
Oh, no, sir. No, but...
Then trust me and do exactly as I say. Promise?
I promise.
Fine. Well, I must go now, but you'll hear from me later. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Zara.
Leaving Miss Louise's apartment, Zara hurries to the busy lobby of the Daily Planet building, where he joins his henchman, the slight, thin-faced Pinky, who leans against the wall, his hat pulled down low, his sharp eyes watching the crowds as they emerge from the elevators.
Hello, Pinky.
Oh. Hi, Zara.
Is Miss Lane still upstairs in the newspaper office?
Yeah.
Good. She's got the letter.
She has, huh?
Yes. And if she takes it to the police, Harris and I, and perhaps you too, Pinky, will go up the river for 20 years.
Uh-oh. What makes you so sure she's got it?
Miss Louise had told me she gave it to her. Now, we've got to get it before she takes it to the police.
How do you know she ain't done that already?
She couldn't have. She went from Miss Louise's place directly to my house, and then you trailed her here, so she must still have it.
Okay. She ought to be coming soon. So, just leave it to me, Zara. I'll get that letter from her. If I have to
wait
till it. There she is.
Where? Oh, yeah. She and the old goat with her are coming this way. I'll turn around so she doesn't see me. You keep your eye on her.
Don't worry about that.
Wait a minute.
Nothing of it, Horace. I'm going to work late and I hate to eat alone.
Well, that's not a very complimentary thing to say, but I'll forgive you. Look, did you leave word where we were going in case Clark gets back with that information?
Yes, I told the switchboard operator we'd be at the Rococo. That good enough for you?
Oh, that's perfect.
Sarah, they're going out the doors.
All right, come on.
Follow them.
Slipping into the crowd, Zara and Pinky continue to keep Lois Lane and Editor Perry White in sight. As meanwhile, thousands of miles away in Johannesburg, South Africa, Superman drops to Earth in a small, dark city square, deserted except for a police officer who has just entered the square. As Superman alights, a clock on a dark building strikes one.
Huh. 1 o'clock in the morning. How can that be? Left Metropolis only a few minutes ago and...
Beg pardon, sir?
What? Oh, nothing, officer. I seem to have forgotten that Johannesburg is 7 hours ahead of Metropolis in time.
Is it now?
Yes. So it looks as if there's nothing for me to do but wait around here till morning.
That's strange talk, sir. And the clothes you're wearing are even stranger. Who are you, may I ask?
I'm Superman.
Superman, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Blimey, and I'm His Majesty King George. Come now, lad, it's time for you to be getting on home.
Well, maybe you're right, officer. Lois didn't fool that fortune teller as she thinks she did. She may be in serious danger.
Who's in danger, sir?
Miss Lane. But she did promise to be careful and go straight home.
And that's where you'd better be going, sir. I say you must have had a bit too much to drink at the masquerade party.
No, I never drink and I was not at a party.
Really?
Yes, I think I better stay here and get to work as soon as possible. Good night, officer.
Wait, I'll help you out of the square. You'll be a bit unsteady on your pins.
Thanks, but it won't be necessary. Good night again, officer.
Up and away!
Oh, blimey, he leaped right up into the sky, he did.
Leaping into the sky as the police officer's mouth opens wide in astonishment, Superman disappears to investigate Miss Louise's supposed inheritance. Unaware that back in Metropolis, Lois Lane and Perry White are being followed by the desperate Zara and his henchman, Pinky. What will happen? We'll return in a moment with the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, I've been taking a census of the characters on those swell comic buttons in the new series that you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. And here's what I found out. There are 4 women, you know, like Tess Trueheart and Cindy, 9 men like Vitamin Flintheart, Flash Gordon, and Superman, and 5 young fellows and girls like Judy and Clarky from Gasoline Alley. Oh, that's a pretty good total, isn't it? 18 different comic strip characters pictured on sturdy, white enameled metal buttons that you'll have for a long, long time. And what a thrill it is to get a new button every time that Mom opens a new package of Pep. So, gang, get busy on your collection. Just ask Mom to get you a package or two of Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these comic buttons anywhere, but you'll find one in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And you'll find yourself in for some doggone good eating at breakfast, too, believe me. Pep's called the Sunshine Cereal. It's loaded with that catchy sunshine flavor that keeps your spoon digging in again and again for more. Pep's always crisp, too, and fresh as can be. So get your good eating gang and your prizes from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As we continue now, night has fallen in Metropolis, and a taxicab has just drawn to a stop in front of Lois Lane's apartment building. A moment later, despite Lois's protest, Editor Perry White leaves the cab and escorts her to the door.
Look, Chief, I'm not a child. I could have come home from the restaurant alone, and I can walk to the door alone. Now, I know you're in a hurry to get back to the office,
so... Oh, forget it, Lois, forget it. That fortune teller and lawyer are really racketeers, as you and Kent think. You've got to be careful till they're behind the bars.
But I told you, they don't know that I'm onto them.
Well,
I pretend to be a simple, credulous girl, a friend of Mr. Weaver's.
Just the same, you've got to be careful where racketeers are concerned. They're dangerous. We found that out during our racket-busting campaign.
Oh, Pooh, I'm not afraid of that phony fortune teller. But it was sweet of you to go to all this trouble anyway, Chief. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Oh, wait a minute. I'll open the door.
Thank
you. There you are. Now, you go right upstairs, Lois. See you in the morning.
Right. Good night, Chief.
Good night.
Waiting until he sees Lois safely enter the elevator, Perry White returns to his taxicab and drives off, passing the small sedan parked across the street without knowing that it contains the fortune teller Zara and his henchman Pinky. Then, as soon as White's cab draws away, Zara speaks.
All right, Pinky. Lois Lane is upstairs in her apartment by now. You know what to do, don't you?
Sure. Get the letter that Harris wrote to Miss Louisa.
That's right. I must have it, because it's a 20-year stretch for us all if Miss Lane takes that letter to the police.
Don't worry, Zara. She won't take it to the cops. She won't even be able to talk to them after I get through with it.
Now, don't do anything unnecessary, Pinky.
Okay, okay. Leave it to me. I'll take care of this right now.
Hurry. I'll wait here for you.
Stepping from the little sedan, Pinky walks across the street to Lois Lane's apartment building, his thin lip set in a snarl. What will happen to the girl reporter? As we know, the letter which Zara wants so desperately was given by Lois to Superman, who is now thousands of miles away in South Africa. The situation is tense and much exciting action follows. So don't fail to be with us tomorrow. Be sure to tune in. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, get a load of this. In Kellogg's Variety, there were 10 individual packages of cereal for you to choose from. Every morning, you can have your own private box of cereal. You can pick it out yourself. And it'll be one of your Kellogg favorites, like Pep and Rice Krispies and Corn Flakes. Oh, boy, that's a circus of fun. That's Kellogg's Variety, the handy white, green, and red package with all those crisp, fresh Kellogg cereals that you like so much. Some flaked, some shredded, some popped, made from corn, wheat, or rice. Just be sure it's Kellogg's. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.